informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. And that means when you hear little Brad Paisley and being cooler online that the coolest girl in Pensacola is in the house this morning, Tasca King. Hey, Tasca.
It is cool in this studio, let me tell
honey,
you. I'm glad I have on a sweater.
What gave it away? The icicles on my nose?
Maybe that was it.
And the snow in my hair. But other than that,
yeah.
I don't know what makes you think it's chilly in here. So something about radio studios, I don't know. I don't understand it. But maybe it's because it's a little cooler outside.
Not much.
Not, but a little. It's not that 110
degree
index.
It's interesting, though, how when you hit a certain temperature, it's not so much that the temperature's lower as that all of a sudden the humidity's different.
Correct, yes.
That makes a big difference.
That's true. That's very, very true. That's very true. Well, they said in the forecast it was going to be so much cooler, and I laughed. I was like, 90.
Yeah, but maybe the humidity's low. Mm-hmm. So that means the
Heat index.
Yes. It's different. It's lower.
Yeah. Well, when the heat index is not 110, I'm pretty happy.
We'll see about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're here to talk about ADX digital marketing.
Yeah.
So tell me everything. What you got?
Tell you everything.
Today?
Well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. Let's not start all the way at the beginning. But okay.
Well, should I ask you my question that we were talking about before when we do that now?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll get to that one in a minute.
Okay.
So what I wanted to start off talking about is new businesses, specifically new retail businesses. So if you're a business person and you're looking at opening a new retail business, here's some issues that I've run across in the last couple of years with some clients,
mm-hmm.
or really some prospects. So several people that I've met over the last probably 3 years have opened a new retail business with zero marketing dollars in their budget.
Ooh.
Zero.
That's probably
and
not good.
Not good. I mean, they're like, well, we can do the free stuff on Facebook. Well, that's very, you can make a post and it's free for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then they're going to want you to boost that post, and then you're going to start paying a little bit of money for that, and then they're going to want you to look at their advertising programs, and you're going to pay money for that. I mean, the free stuff is great, but it's only going to take you so far.
Sure.
I remember years and years ago when I was first learning this business, there was a tagline, maybe is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
It might be called a meme today. This was way before we knew what a meme was.
Right.
And I remember this line that has stuck with me, and that is, what happens when you don't advertise?
Oh.
Nothing. And in this day and age.
That's still applicable today.
Right. When you open, especially a retail business, and you just sit and wait for people to come in the door, and you don't invite them in the door,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, you've got a very short window of time to get people in your door.
No question.
And so many people so many businesses that I've run into have gotten open, and they spend so much money getting that business open, and then they just don't have the budget to do any advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, well, we've reached out to our friends and we're starting the free stuff on Facebook and we'll see how it goes. And 6 months, a year, 18 months later, they're closed. And I hate to see that happen.
Sure. Yeah, that's poor planning in your budget. You've got to budget for marketing.
So please, if you are looking at opening a retail, and we need more retail outlets. I mean, I know that online e-commerce has taken over a lot of sales. Let me tell you, I'm a petite woman, and I can be anywhere from four different sizes, depending on who the manufacturers are. I don't buy a lot of clothes online. I go to stores and try them on, at least until I know what size I wear and what brand.
Well, I can't say I'm in the petite category. However, I do wear different sizes.
Well,
but, I mean, really, I don't like shopping online.
Right.
For clothing, anyway. I mean, some things, yes, but.
I will do it. I won't do it for shoes, either, because I have a very tiny foot.
Yes.
And it's just. I just have to try things on personally. And
can I put my Chamber of Commerce hat on for a minute?
Okay.
Because I am all about supporting local businesses.
Exactly.
Support our local economy.
Right. And we want more. We definitely want more good retail outlets here, preferably that are not chain stores.
Right.
But before you get open, make sure you're ready to open. and make sure you have set aside some budget to get the word out there. Now, let's talk about getting the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be diverse. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to run two ads on Facebook and sit back. You know what? If you build it, they will come. That worked right. fine in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie, by the way. Field of Dreams.
Yes, I love that
but
movie, too.
That's very unrealistic. It's very unrealistic attitude to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, unless you're Walmart. Yeah, if you build it, they're going to come. But we're not Walmart. We're small business owners. We're not Walmart. And you've got to get the word out. And the best way to do it then is to be diverse. And to be diverse, you've got to don't look at just one particular advertising medium. You need to look at ones that work well together.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to talk about today is the different advertising mediums that work well together. And it has been very well documented that digital advertising works great with radio.
Mm-hmm.
They are very hand in hand and they work very well together. But, you know, there's also, you've got to have video ads worked in there too.
Right.
And video is also part of digital.
Mm-hmm.
Out of home, you know, your billboards and anything that you see that's outside of the home, that's visual, that's also something that we could help you with. We can help you with everything here, except for broadcast TV.
Right, and that's the thing is that you can come in and just talk to one of our digital experts here at the station, and they can sit down and look at what you're selling, what your retail business is, and what's going to be the best combination to create a package that covers all the bases. But the thing that I've been impressed with, because I didn't know a lot about digital marketing when I started here, was the specificity.
The targeting.
Yeah, the targeting.
Yes.
Because if I know that I'm looking for kids that are in sports, so I have a sports store. If I'm looking for older folks that are gardening or whatever it might be.
If you're a shoe store and you're looking for people that run or walk a lot.
Right. I mean, it's amazing how you can target your folks and now you're not wasting your dollars just sort of throwing it out there and hoping it'll stick.
And that's one thing that makes video digital marketing different from buying a broadcast TV station or a cable TV station because you're only really going to get that geography and hope that the right people are watching television when your ad runs.
Right.
Whereas with digital video, we're going to find the person first, and it doesn't matter what they're watching on their streaming, we're going to get them.
So talk about digital video. How does this all work, and what are some of the things we offer?
Okay. Well, we've got several different options. First of all, we've just got basic. It's called CTV, Connected Television Video Advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in all of your basic ad-supported video streamers. Now, that's not the premium ones. It's the basic ones.
Okay.
So, but that's one, like, I'll tell you, I have been watching Pluto lately
right?
because I really got into a couple of older shows that I missed out on several years back, like in the last 10 or 12 years. And I've seen a lot of ads I had not been seeing before. So I know more and more of you are doing the video, the online video and the CTV, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So I'm seeing a lot more local ads than I used to see. But that is basically running your ad on connected televisions through the ad-supported streaming platforms. But we're going to find the people who are your prospect and fit your client profile. So the majority of the people that are going to see your ads, we already have reason to believe they are your prospect.
See, that's great.
And then we're going to work in the other strategies.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the website retargeting. So when, you know, someone goes to your website and they don't do anything, then we're going to show them your ad. AI, we're going to catch people who have a lot of similarities to other people who are interacting with your ad and show them the ad. And we're doing this all on connected televisions when they are streaming the shows on ad-supported platforms. Now, what does that mean, ad-supported? Okay, one example is Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Okay? So Paramount Plus, you can have the top tier where there are no ads, and you're going to pay a lot more money for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the tier where it's called ad-supported. And so they will show ads and you pay less money. And do you know 84% of consumers that utilize online streaming use the ad-supported versions?
Well, sure, because it's less expensive.
Yeah, it's a lot less expensive. Premium, usually it's half.
Yeah. So, well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we are talking with Tasca King. She's marketing consultant here with ADX Digital, all about ADX Digital marketing and some of the options that you have as a business. And if you have a question or something that you're thinking about, just text in your questions or comments at 850-437-1620. Okay, right. So I'm kind of intrigued by the video aspect of all of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's just the same thing as a ad you would see on television.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a produced commercial, we can help you get one produced.
Right.
We can help you with that. Or if you've got one that you really like and you just don't want to put it over on cable or broadcast TV anymore, we can utilize that as long as it's still relevant to your business. And we're going to use the targeting strategies to reach the right people to try to get them in the door for you.
No, I think it's exciting because a lot of times, too, if you have a good product or you have a service that you want to emphasize, then it's great when you can do that by video. I love visual.
Right.
So I love to be able to see the product, see maybe that service. And that makes a big difference, too, to hit them with all different aspects of it.
It definitely does. I mean, video is the most that's probably the most people are going to react to video quicker than a static ad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here at News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we have Tasca King here talking about ADX Digital. Interesting aspect of this is video and how we can use that and utilize that in the advertising online.
Absolutely. So we talked about CTV, and again, those commercials are all shown, or video ads are all shown on connected televisions, and keep in mind, too, those are unskippable. So it's going to be similar to when you're watching a regular television show and the commercials come on, and there's, you know, but the thing is, you cannot fast forward through them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have online video or video ads, and again, those play during video content when someone is online. Now, sometimes those can be skippable, or at least you have to watch the first, you know, half of the ad, but a lot of times if people's busy typing, they're not going to, you know, jump up there and skip through it. And so we have that option with the connected TV, and we have the option of the online video ads, and we actually have a combo where you can do that together as a campaign.
Oh, that's smart.
So that's really cool. So that way you're reaching people who are watching scripted or reality TV content, but you can also reach people who are just doing stuff online and just run across a video, and you know, they maybe want to learn more about your business because guess what? We've already targeted them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have reason to believe they want to learn about you anyway. Okay, in addition to that, we also have Amazon and Amazon Prime. That's, of course, one of the premium streamers.
Right.
And Amazon Prime does have an ad-supported service. If you've been a Prime member for a long time and you had Amazon Prime, whether you used it or not, because you were a Prime member for the shopping,
mm-hmm.
then now you have the ad-supported. Or you may have upgraded. If you upgraded to the no ads, then you're paying more for your Amazon Prime membership.
Well, I'm not, and so I've really noticed now that a lot of the programming is, they call it ad supported.
Yeah, but the basic program, I mean, the basic plan for people that have had Prime for a long time, that is the ad supported option that's mm-hmm. available now.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it with Prime. Well, all of the Amazon comes with Prime now.
Okay.
So, which is great because Amazon Prime has some really great programming.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
For sure.
We're big fans of Reacher.
Uh-huh.
We love Reacher. Right now, we're also watching The Chosen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So,
I get hooked on the documentaries. I can't help it. I love documentaries.
I watched a documentary over the weekend. I watched two of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So
we digress.
we won't get into that. Okay, so the last one I want to talk about is YouTube TV. YouTube Plus is the name of our product that includes YouTube TV. So YouTube TV is kind of like back in the day when you bought cable. Okay,
yes, very
similar. So it gives you a huge platform of different channels and networks that you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have at our house. That way we can have our local television stations so that we can have our local news. Then we've got the weather channels, and we've got all the sporting channels, and we've got my Hallmark channel, and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever else, the USA or, right. or whatever it is that you watch. They've got a really good selection. But all the ads are digital ads because it's all comes through the internet. It's not coming through cable. It's not coming through satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that available as well. And a lot of people are going with YouTube TV because it is cheaper than any. It's cheaper than cable.
Yes.
It's cheaper than satellite now. It is cheaper than we did have DirecTV Stream, which was coming through internet.
Mm-hmm.
And now we switched over to YouTube TV.
That's what I have. So, yeah, it's very inclusive, all inclusive,
yes,
really.
Absolutely. Kind of like a one-stop shop.
Okay.
But then we have that, and we have then other streamers that we like.
Well, having the video ads to go on this platform
right.
is fantastic.
Absolutely. And it's definitely something that we would love to meet with you about, especially if you've already got some video that's produced. We could use that. Or if you want to produce a new, up-to-date video commercial, then we can definitely help you with that. Point you in the right direction, introduce you to some folks that
okay.
can help you with that. And for the most part, we're running 15-second and 30-second video ads with all of our video programming.
Okay, we're talking with Tasca King all about video and ADX digital marketing. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is here talking about video and ADX digital marketing.
Right. Well, again, video is great. I love video. Of course, I love seeing all of my clients that are using video. I love seeing them if I happen to fall into their target, which I have in the past. I'm not going to fall into everyone. But, you know, I stream all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see a lot of these ads, and I think it's great when
yeah.
I see the local ads. So, and that's what we need more of. We need to see more of you local business owners utilizing the video, the online video, the connected TV video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the way of the future. And again, like I always say, the future is here. The future is now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you able to do video on mobile as well? Can it show up on mobile, like if you have YouTube on your phone?
It is, yes and no. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
It's not as easy to see when it shows on a but yeah, I've watched Hulu on my phone.
Well, that's
before.
Yeah. So,
so
you have
I've watched several
additional ways
these,
that you can
yeah.
access
might
it.
Might look better on a Target. I mean, on a tablet.
Right.
A tablet.
But I'm just saying they have other ways to access too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that makes it an even broader reach.
Sure.
Okay. Well, this is exciting stuff.
But look, if you want to learn more about this, and again, remember what I said earlier: if you build it, if you just build it, they won't come. We want to drive people to your business. I love that line. I always love that line, but I don't believe it anymore.
Nope, got to do it. Who do they contact? How do we make this happen?
Give us a call here, 850-262-6000, and ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out, meet with you, no charge to meet with you, and do that consultation, and see if video is right for you and your business.
All right. Thank you, Tasca King, for being here on Monday morning. I hope you all have a great day.